This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Our focus stays in the San Francisco Bay Area here. Got someone in your life who'd be interested in a career in video games, an industry bigger than movies and music combined. The first and second of our Skin in the Game video documentaries are streamable as of now. And here for your ears, in a world of game players, how do we get more game makers? And so when the arrow hits the blocks, you're supposed to hit the key, this kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
In January, Adonis Reneska was a high schooler waiting for word on his college applications. By spring, Adonis has become a video game developer. His first game is
Bombastic African Beats. It was pretty fun.
Bombastic African Beats.
It was based off of the African country of Mali.
Right down, right down.
He's teaching me to press letters on a keyboard to manipulate falling arrows into different color boxes. Boom.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, down. Ah.
You might need some practice.
You think so? What would make you think that? I get a D. Adonis gets an A, but I just like to say he's the guy who built the game. So. He created this for a mentoring program in Oakland, California called Gameheads. The nonprofit holds classes in game development, coding, animation, and multimedia on Saturdays and more intensively in the summer. Before finding this, Adonis had never visualized a career in this burgeoning side of tech that dominates the economy where he lives. In one exercise, a Gameheads mentor asked students to pick from a pile of mysterious job titles.
He just gave us a bunch of cards and we had to try and describe it. And I think I got senior video game program manager. I'm like, it's like you're going to have to learn, I guess.
Gameheads was started by a teacher who one day, on impulse, told a group of slackers if they did their work, he would teach them to design video games. Surprise, they did their work. Then it was up to that teacher, Damon Packwood, to make good. The idea grew from there with help from philanthropies like the California Endowment, and over time, contributions of money and stuff from nearby game companies, including Electronic Arts, Unity, and Riot Games.
We only do cool things, and we only work with cool people, and we only have cool equipment and cool hardware and cool software.
Among the cool people are mentors who also work at game studios large and small just across the bay. Gameheads is about creating possibilities for mostly students of color who'd been left thinking tech jobs were for someone else. The video game industry, as one graduate of Gameheads put it to me, is lacking in melanin and is now under moral and commercial pressure to change.
We have a common concern, right? I want our students to be successful in whatever they decide they want to do. We just so happen to use video games to do it, and you guys just so happen to have a serious diversity problem.
Gameheads has accumulated the technology for hands-on work, pro software, motion capture suits. Adonis likes the donated Ferrari-style seating.
Yeah, these gaming chairs, oh my God.
But the big asset here is the curriculum. Packwood sees the program as one big hack of traditional education.
Tech is growing so fast that we really don't know what skills to actually teach them because in 5 years, 10 years, they might be obsolete. So, like, what skills do they need in order to be prepared for the future?
Skills like communication, collaboration, creativity, problem solving, learning how to learn, and having an academic mindset. Here's a class in session.
You would need to figure out what goes inside that.
Like, what does it look like?
Right. Is there an icon in there?
Martha Martin is from a few towns north of Oakland. After doing logistics in the Air Force, she's in college now. Martha's game has little attackers trying to nibble away at the player. She made a status bar tracking emotional health.
So that's my whole game. It's taking your identity and take it to your safe place as you go through your journey.
Martha is especially interested in animation, and the stock images she found didn't cut it.
When I was researching, like, pixel art, there wasn't many of person of color ones, so I had to make my own. So I did that portion.
Martha, that says a lot in itself. As we spoke, Martha was applying to join a student group at Gameheads working on a game about love and relationships. As for Adonis, well, he starts at UCLA in the fall.